and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, Denver, Colorado. And thank you for listening. It's really an honor and a privilege to reach all of you across America with news that you can use, websites that empower you, and information that allows you to connect the dots. And by connecting the dots, you have an opportunity to change the course of history. Often last summer, and I'm a pretty emotional guy, I laugh a lot, I have a great time, I've lived the American dream, I have been helped along the way by God, country, family. I've got three fantastic brothers, one incredible sister. I had an incredible dad. I still have an incredible mom. And friends that really stick by, support. They don't always agree, yet they understand that my passion and passion for humanity and passion for this planet Earth and passion for fellow Americans really knows no bounds. And last summer we stayed at, 40 different Americans' homes in states across the country, and I felt like I was staying with neighbors. In fact, Bob and Kay, some friends of ours on the East Coast there, and several others still keep contact, and I count them as friends, and we share Christmas cards and letters, and it's really just an honor because we are Americans, and thankfully we share the same values, we share the same language, our kids share the same schools, and that's what this program's all about. We're in the process of maintaining America, and there are more radio talk show hosts out there gaining and growing this wave of America. Peter Boyles at KHOW in Denver. There's Terry Anderson out there in Los Angeles, Lars Larson. I mean, the list, Tommy Thompson up in Idaho, Zeb Bell, a dear friend of mine up in Idaho. The list goes on. And here at Republic Broadcasting, you've got other patriots. John Stadtmiller, of course, works day and night to make this a success for you and for me. And hopefully each time we have, and I've got quite a few new guests coming on, and I've got my old guest coming on and friend Don McKee tonight to carry us through this next ad to 100 million Americans. But also, a lot of you are sending me ideas. Carol Zimmerman is sending me new guests to bring on to the show. I hope you enjoyed Evertson just this last Tuesday, because he has been and was spectacular. And he, of course, was an immigrant from Holland, more passionately involved in his country, his new country, than many, many Americans are as they sit back, watch, wait, and listen. So hopefully this program helps you to understand the depth and the width of this great American crisis. And once you get it, boy, oh boy, you can't help but want to support Tom Tancredo or Ron Paul or Duncan Hunter or support Nathan Deal there in Georgia or D.A. King out in Georgia or Roy Beck with NumbersUSA.com in Arlington, Virginia, TheSocialContract.com with Dr. Tanton, and John Rowe there in Pennsylvania. The list goes on. Lupe Marino, Andy Ramirez, Robert Vasquez up in Idaho. I'm just really privileged and honored to be on the show here and bring you all the best of what America is all about. We'll be right back after these comments, commercial break. Talk to you on the flip side.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. Again, I recommend, of course, websites out there, and you get them each week. If you have any questions, also, I use quotes, and I think quotes are the things that inspire us. It's like going to hear a great sermon. I go to a church here in Denver, Colorado, and Dr. Roger Teal brings about quotes or stories about those who inspire. And sometimes I'm in tears, and a lot of times I'm inspired myself. And when you use someone who struggled in front of you, you know, I think, I forget who the great patriot was who said, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. There was such men as Ethan Allen. There were certainly men like Lafayette. There was Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. Those great sayings are the ones that ring true, not only in their time, but our time. So if you can, and if you'd like to, send me quotes that make you feel good or inspire you or you think will inspire others. My goal here in this program is to connect the dots. And with your participation, you can help others connect the dots and bring more understanding and then more activism and then more results to this great human crisis that we face here in the early part of the 21st century, so that at some point in time, or even make up your own quote, if something, when you're getting to feel really emotional sometimes about your country, which Is that what I do? Or I get to feel emotional about my dad or my mom or my family or my sister or my brothers. Sometimes I say things that are worth writing down. And that in shares my feelings with others and then makes them feel good. And I know I've felt good by many of my friends over the years who've said something nice or sent something inspirational or some kind of poetry. And so I encourage you, send those quotes into FrostyWooldridge.com, my website, or you can just get my personal email, FrostyW@JUNO.com. And I'll repeat them on the air. And I think a lot of you, I get a lot of letters on this one. No man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on a-coming. Captain McDonald's of the Texas Rangers. You got to bet that he said something very emotional there, because I'm sure that some of the Texas Rangers that died under his command died with a great deal of passion for their country, passion for their job, passion for their fellow man. And my brother Howard, of course, the man who's ridden a horse across America. And you can see his book on my website right now, and you can also see my latest book, Bicycling the Continental Divide, Slice of Heaven and Taste of Hell. That book is now available on Amazon and Borders and Author House and you name it. And it's a story about two of my really dear longtime friends. One of them got cancer, and he made some great quotes, and he couldn't go on the Continental Divide ride, at least the first time. And we struggle up 12,000-foot passes while he's struggling with a chemo drip in a hospital bed. Who has the rougher time of it? Who has the greater struggle? And in that book, I say some things that are very emotional and about life. And so if you've had cancer, and I have had cancer, I've had it cut out of me, and I have had a very strict diet for the last 12 years now since I had, no, 17 years. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. 12 years since I've had cancer. And I know a lot of other Americans have had cancer. My sister's had melanoma cancer and had it cut out of her. So each and every one of you has things that inspire you. And so if you can and you'd like to, certainly share them with me and share them with everyone, because I'll share them across the entire radio network out there. And another one I like here is, no matter how far down a wrong road you have gone, turn around. If you all watched on News with Views or Rinse.com today and or American Chronicle or several of the other websites I write for, you saw a piece on, does anybody want Michael Chertoff for the next attorney general? That got a lot of responses. I was on two radio shows today and then two more yesterday. And I talked about the drug war and what my brother's doing on LEAP.cc. For those of you who don't know, the war on drugs, of course, is a waste of time. It is much more detrimental to our country than it is helpful. And it has done nothing to improve the drug situation here in America in the last 35 years. And so I've gone on quite a few new stations to promote LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. Go to that website. You want to have some new understandings, you can write my brother, Howard, the Texan who rides a horse across America, and you'll get some new ideas to move forward. And, of course, always remember, please have yourself and everyone join NumbersUSA.com. I just sent in a letter that was pre-written just yesterday, and you can do the same thing. As we go along here, I've got some great new guests in the coming weeks that are going to give you some new and great ideas. And each week that we get on this next added 100 million Americans, I have an expert physicist and an engineer, a world traveler, a former military man, Don McKee. He brings a wealth of information. He brings great understanding, and he brings more than most people understand or appreciate, because he's lived it, he's done it, he's seen it. And so tonight we're going to talk about energy and the silent lie, and I want to welcome Don McKee to the show. Of course, and he is also a 21st Century Paul Revere writer. And thanks for coming on the show tonight, Don, and welcome to the show.
You're welcome, Frosty. It's great to be here, and the name you couldn't remember is Nathan Hale.
Nathan Hale. There you go. I regret. Can you imagine when the guy had a rope strung around his neck, and he sits there with a resolve, with the passion for his new country, and he tells those who are about to kill him, he says, "You got any last things to say there, you traitor, you blue coat, you Washington's band, you renegade. And he says calmly, yes, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. My God, that to me is just as extraordinary. And when I went to the, I think it was the Virginia Capitol last summer on the Paul Revere ride, right behind the Capitol was one of the churches where Patrick Henry gave his Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that will put a chill up and down your spine and your sense of patriotism, your sense of family, your sense of community, your sense of country. And as I stood over in Boston, Massachusetts, I stood over the grave of Paul Revere. I mean, I got a picture of me standing right there with Paul Revere's tombstone. Got to tell you, it's those people out there. Samuel Adams. I mean, Paul Revere and Samuel Adams, pretty much they're the ones that started the Civil War. They're the ones that started and organized the Boston Tea Party. They're the ones that said, hey, enough of this. I'm not putting up with it. And so Nathan Hale, what a fantastic legacy that he gave us, Don.
Amen.
Well, tonight we're going to talk about the fact that, and if anybody wants to check it out, you can go to CIS.org, a doctor, Stephen Camerata, literally a friend of mine for the last 7 or 8 years, and I meet him each fall, and I'll see him next month in Washington, D.C. He is a Ph.D., and he is brilliant as he works for the Center for Immigration Studies. And the facts show that the United States is going to grow another added 100 million people. And now his facts and figures are showing by 2060 the Fogel-Martin report that came out March of 2006 said 2040. So there's a little differentiation of 20 years there. And then you've got the Heritage Foundation saying that if any kind of amnesty goes through sometime in the first part of next year that continues to allow this massive overload of immigrants coming in, we'll add another 100 million by 2027, which is only 20 years from now. So you've got a spread there, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to add 100 million people within 20 years or 33 years or possibly 37 years. It doesn't make any difference. Those numbers of years are a blink in time. They pass so quickly. And future generations are going to be sitting in a quagmire. At the same time, I want to just give you one real appreciation from a foreign land. A foreign land that 50 years ago was approaching 100 million people, but it is the size of Iowa. It's less than the size of Iowa. And most of you have seen Iowa. It's just a big old, kind of like a big loaf of bread, oblong box in size. And you can drive across it within about, 5 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is, 300 miles from one end to the other, or 350 miles. And that maybe it's 400. I don't know. I'm not sure. I've crossed it on an 18-wheeler. I've crossed it on a bicycle. I've crossed it on a motorcycle. I've crossed it on a car, in fact. But there's 144 million people in a landmass the size of Iowa, and that's a country of course, Bangladesh. And the predictions are within 3 decades, just 30 years from now, Bangladesh will double its current 144 million to 290 million. And you can see the consequences already today. Can you imagine magnifying them by doubling it? And can you imagine the city of Iowa with almost 300 million people? It just takes your breath away. And so along with this great tragedy, the United States is following right along. And tonight we're going to talk about the fact that we have a crisis with energy. And that energy crisis is really, and for the most part, everybody goes about their daily path not thinking about it, other than the fact that the gasoline is now $3 a gallon, $3.40 or $3.50 a gallon. But it's not being dealt with. And right now, Don, I see I'm getting emotional and talking too much, so we'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining Don McKee and Frosty Wooldridge on Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. I'm talking with Don McKee, and we're talking about energy and the silent lie. Don, do you have that quote by Mark Twain about the silent assertion? And if you do, could you just give us those two paragraphs?
Be my great honor. This was back in 1860 when Samuel Clemens, alias Mark Twain, said this, quote, "Almost all lies are acts, and speech has no part in them. I am speaking of the lie called silent assertion." Silent assertion. We can tell it without saying a word. For example, it would not be possible for a humane and intelligent person to invent a rational excuse for slavery. Yet you will remember that in the early days of emancipation agitation in the North, the agitators got but small help or countenance from anyone. Argue, plead, and pray as they might, they could not break the universal stillness that reigned from the pulpit and press all the way down to the bottom of society. The clammy stillness created and maintained by the lie of silent assertion, the silent assertion that there wasn't anything going on in which humane and intelligent people were interested. The universal conspiracy of the silent assertion lie is hard at work always and everywhere, and always in the interest of a stupidity or sham never in the interest of a thing fine or respectable. It is the most timid and shabbiest of all lies, the silent assertion that nothing is going on which fair and intelligent men and women are aware of and are engaged by their duty to try to stop. He has a way with words.
You know, he certainly does. And it, ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard a brilliant statement by one of the most brilliant writers in American history, if not one of the great brilliant men of history. He's the Einstein of literature. And what he's talking about there is what caused and created states' rights and the Civil War, which literally could have left this country, much like what's happening in Iraq today. Did you notice on the news tonight that Kurdistan is now literally separated as a country and is having a thriving and a successful country, and they don't want anything to do with the Sunnis or the Shiites as they create their own country right up there in the northern part of Iraq. And isn't that extraordinary? And so we have silent assertion here. When you, like last week, we talked about Richard Stengel, and he represents a silent assertion when he promotes a lie. He's so ensconced in the lie that he thinks it's normal and acceptable that we add 100 million people in the next 3 decades or 4 decades. I don't care, whatever you want to count them as. And the same thing goes on. I've written to and addressed publisher John Temple of the Rocky Mountain News, Dane Singleton of the Denver Post, and now over 90 of the top 100 newspaper publishers and editors. And they know this thing's coming, and yet they continue to say nothing. And that, and therein lies the consequences that are going to befall us because no one stood up, no one spoke out, no one said anything, no one wrote anything, no one addressed what's coming. Do you have a sense of why that's happening in the 21st century, Don?
I certainly do. The signs are everywhere, Frosty. It's astounding that we're talking about this today. Because, and I'll get to the answer to your question in a second, Phoenix, Arizona, for 29 straight days has had temperatures of 110 degrees Fahrenheit and above. 29 straight days. But today they were slightly below. And what's that got to do with energy? It turns out that when people get hot, they turn on their air conditioners. So the power grid in Arizona and in California with a similar heat wave is pushed right to the max. When a simple transformer blows up, the whole thing goes down like dominoes. It's a crescendo. The dilemma is that certain of our leaders, and I won't say all, but certain of our leaders are telling us stories, little fibs, if you will, so that we don't get upset and fear doesn't run amok. For example, they're telling us that we now have 302 million people in this country. Whereas the experts at Vanderbilt University are telling us the real number is 334 million, which is 10% higher. So that the power grids are being planned based on a number that's fictitious, a low number. It's an illusionary number rather than the real number, which is a much, much higher number. And that's an example of silent assertion where people don't want you to realize what's going on and how fast it's happening. And so they tell you little fibs. They don't like to call them lies, but they're blatant lies. It's gross indecency not to share the truth. Does that answer your question?
It certainly does. And as Walter Youngquist said, and this is one sentence I'd like to quote, we are involved in a Faustian bargain, selling our economic souls for the luxurious life of the moment, but sooner or later the price has to be paid, unquote. Who's going to pay that price, Don?
You know, that's a great quote because it's a condemnation of the now generation. We have forgotten who's going to pay the price because we have forgotten how to plan. We have people all over this nation losing homes, for example, in foreclosures because they have forgotten how to plan. Let's talk more about that after this break.
Be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Don McKee, Energy in the Silent Life.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Don McKee, a man who knows what's going on, understands the energy that moves with the silent lie. And if you remember earlier this year, George Bush stood in front of national TV and said, we're going to drop oil usage in this country by 20%, by conservation, by hybrid cars, and by ethanol, use of ethanol as an alternative of gasoline. And, of course, what he didn't tell you was that we're going to add 30 million people in the same 3 decades. Again, that's 30 million people in the same 3 decades. Or excuse me, it was 2 decades, because we're growing by 30 million people in just a decade, 3 million per year times 10. So that gives you the 30 million. And so that in itself is not only... Is it a lie of omission? Is it a lie on purpose? What kind of a lie is it? And why, when these men are hopefully educated, have extrapolative brain power and so forth, how could a president of the United States sit there and tell the American people that he's going to drop the use of oil by this 20% when he, at the same time he's going to add 30 million people by 2017? Don, how does that go on? Bring some light and clarity for me, please.
You know, it's interesting. I like to occasionally quote Michael Cutler, who I think is a current-day hero. He's an amazing human being. And he uses the word illusion. He says, when leaders can create an illusion, then they don't have to deal with the complications and consequences of truth. When good old George, stands up and makes statements like that, I believe in his heart he really thinks that we can do it. But the dilemma is that the whole thing is changing rapidly, and you ask the why question. The why question has to do with greed. It turns out that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has a mission and a goal, which is to grow the country as fast and as furiously as possible, because that means more business, and more business means more profit in the pockets of those that own the business. Now, I don't like Chicken Little stories. I don't like that kind of paranoia. However, you ask a good question, and that is the honest answer. The president is healing to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is causing trouble by asking for slave labor and things that are very, very, very expensive. The energy that it takes in order to support all of these things that are going on, in order to grow the country at a rapid rate, is the thing that's our downfall.
Boy, I can certainly agree with that. If I'm not mistaken, I've got some callers on the line. Would you care to take the
question? Oh, sure, that'd be great.
Okay, I'm not sure of this, but is Jerry Corsi on the line? No, okay. Well, do we have Ed from New Jersey? Oh, okay. Well, then we're not. We don't have those people on the line. So then we'll just wait till that board clears. I want to clear that up.
It'd be wonderful if we had Jerry Corsi. He's a great guy.
Oh yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to have him on as a guest because I have a very good relationship with him, and I have highest regard. Jerry Corsi, of course, wrote the late great United States, late great USA, and so anyway, yeah, he'll be on the show here one of these dates. I also have just found out that Tom Tancredo wants to come on and spend an hour with us. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have quite a lineup here. I think each one of the guests, Don McKee has extraordinary experience and expertise in so many areas that every time he comes on board, we're so fortunate to have him really round out and really articulate on this added 100 million people. Now, one of the things... Stefan Benka, the author of The Energy Challenge, outlined the magnitude of our energy crisis by setting projections from the U.S. Department of Energy from 1999 to 2020. And what he said is the world's total annual energy consumption will rise by 59%, Don, and the annual carbon dioxide emissions will rise 60% while the world population increases in just that short amount of time from the current 6.6 billion to 7.5 billion. I mean, is anybody listening to these people who articulate this at the scientific level, or is it just easier for them to completely blow over it and ignore it and continue with the silent assertion?
You know, sometimes truth is a hard sell. Sometimes it's a lot better and a lot easier and a lot more comfortable to go along with conventional wisdom. Does that make any sense?
Right.
So more than a few of these folks are doing just that. But you're putting your finger on something that's critically important and very, very dangerous. I don't like, as I said, the sky is falling in and Chicken Little, but the carrying capacity of Mother Earth is finite. It's not infinite. It's finite. And as we get more and more density of people, we have things happening where young children are in pain, constant pain. They're hungry. They're crammed together. And it's very difficult for them, but they don't have a voice. They can't write. They can't get published in the Wall Street Journal. So you have a conspiracy, a collusion going on between the media that doesn't want to say the negative things and the Chamber of Commerce that doesn't want them to say the negative things. And meanwhile, people like those kids in India and in Appalachia in this country are really in pain. It's horrible for them.
It truly is. They had a big story on the poverty here in Denver, Colorado, up to 10.2%. Well, we have 4.3 million here in the state of Colorado, and now we have a 10.2% poverty population. So you can imagine how much worse that's going to get as we add another 100 million people from around the world here into this country in just about 33 years. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions or comments of Don McKee, 1-800-313-9443. And my question to you, Don, is what does what do these terms have, and what do they mean? Sustainable growth, managed growth, slow growth, smart growth, intelligent growth. What do all those things have in common, and what do they mean?
You know, Frosty, there are people that have a mission in life to try to make something that's uncomfortable look good. When we reach the limit, the so-called limit to growth in an area where that portion of the earth cannot sustain more growth, then we're in trouble. So people like to use phrases like manageable growth or sustainable growth, when in fact it's kind of like military intelligence. It's a phrase that doesn't make a lot of sense. There are times and places when those things work, and there are times and places when they don't. For example, in the Amazon drainage area, we have horrible desecration being done in the name of growth, because that brings more dollars and profit to that area. But the dilemma is that the price, in terms of the ability for that growth, the trees, to make oxygen, which we desperately need, you can't, as human beings, get along without it, is getting out of balance. And so the big picture is being ignored for short-term gains. So phrases like the ones you quote are being used as illusion, as Michael Cutler likes to say, in order to make pablum taste like halva, milk and honey.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, slow growth, smart growth, managed growth, all those kinds of growth add up to the oxymoron of sustainable growth. There is no such thing as sustainable growth. A human being, if you can be 200 pounds, can we give you a sustainable growth 300? And if we can get you to 300, can we keep feeding you ice cream till you hit 400, then 500, and then 600, and then what, 1,000? And there are some people out there that weigh 1,000. Have you ever seen them? They've been on the Jerry Springer show. They've been on the Dr. Phil show. And they are literally dead walking people or walking dead people. But their health is so compromised that they don't have a life. And if it wasn't for modern day technology feeding them, they can't even get out of their chair. They would not be able to sustain themselves. The same thing is for civilizations. Read Jared Diamond's book, Guns, Germs, and Steel, which was a Pulitzer Prize book, which I read, and also I read his Collapse. Those two books really put some real sobering reality into you. And so the key here is that we can't go on with this silent lie. And we can't continue with pretending. And I give you an example. Last year, Denver, Colorado, in the wintertime, suffered rolling blackouts because we didn't have enough natural gas to heat our homes. And of natural gas, an expert on gas production, Mr. Maninz, wrote, "The U.S. consumption represents half of that for the industrialized world." Ladies and gentlemen, we've only got 4% of the world's population here with 300 million. 320 to 334 million, and we use half. And now China, Central, and South America expect to triple their usage over the next 20 years. Something's got to give here, Don. Something's got to give, and it's going to be big when it gives. What's going to give?
You know, it's interesting that you describe it that way, Frosty, because the word greed comes up again. When I and another person, let's say I and a wife, live in a house with 10,000 square feet, and consume a huge amount of energy, I could just as easily shift into solar energy and save, let's pick a number, like 30% of the energy I use to light the lights in the house, to make the furnace go, to make the computers and fax machines and garbage disposals and garage door operators work. But instead of that, because I don't think that way, I don't do it. And the dilemma is that it's a finite source, meaning we don't have enough electric energy to waste it like that. So that what we have to do is change our attitude, shift into a more responsible stance, and then this thing will cure itself. I know that sounds crazy, but it really will.
Well, certainly we'll have a chance to. Dr. Albert Bartlett, a CU physicist and a demographic expert who has written, and I've mentioned him before, he said, and I quote, "Population growth is given as a cause of the problems identified, but eliminating the cause is not mentioned as a solution. We are prescribing aspirin for cancer," unquote. And that's what brings us up to our current dilemma. And do you notice, ladies and gentlemen, Don and I are going through this point by point, chapter by chapter, of this Next Out of 100 Million Americans Ramifications series. And, I mean, I'm sure you can sit there and you're sitting there nodding your head and you're going, yep. And if you're living in the city, you're going, oh, yeah. And I'll quote these Kenneth Boulding quotes here. The first one is the dismal theorem. If the only ultimate check on the growth of populations is misery, then the population will grow until it is miserable enough to stop. Wouldn't you say that that has happened already in China, India, and certainly in Bangladesh, John? And I mean, Don, why don't they do something about it?
You know, Frosty, it has happened in all those countries, but the dilemma is that the awareness of the average person is not at this level. What is happening is, without birth control, the most of the energy of the families in that area are in making babies and feeding babies. So the time it takes to slow down, take a deep breath, and appreciate what you just said, the first dismal theorem, just isn't there for these people. That's not where they are. They're in a survival mode.
In other words, they can't rationally or intelligently extrapolate their condition in order to change course with their actions.
That's correct. It's very, very difficult when you're starving to spend time thinking about anything but getting food so that you and your children don't starve.
Well, then let me pose this question. On the Denver Broncos, there is a man who is going to be a halfback, and he's going to make the team. His name is Travis Henry. He's all of 25 years old, and he has fathered 9 different children with 9 different women. You would think that this guy he went to college and played college ball. Of course, he majored in proliferating, I think he fatherhood, but not, well, serial fathering, if you will. But here's a man who would think, here's an American citizen who would, you would think, have some kind of intelligence, and yet, obviously, not having any responsibility, he's got 9 children with 9 different women, and no chance ever to father any of these children adequately or otherwise. Is that the same kind of situation that's, what, out there in the world?
It's identical, and I don't like to pick on the NFL, especially the local team, but all you have to do is look beyond the end of your nose and you see that stuff going on everywhere. It has to do with education. It has to do, and I don't want to pick on this particular individual, but some of us need to relearn our parenting skills so that we teach our kids a better way to behave, if that makes sense. And it gets back to what we were just talking about. It's responsibility. If we can stand up straight and tall and behave as a responsible human being, then things like this don't happen. But what is happening is the third world behavior patterns are creeping into this culture and, quite frankly, beginning to bring it down.
Well, as a matter of fact, Vince Carroll, a Rocky Mountain News editor, wrote, he said, of the Travis Henry debacle, that 37% of white males create illegitimate children, 45% of the blacks, and 70% of the Hispanics. So this is a phenomenon across the board in the different degrees and percentages, but it is a great social tragedy. But in the end, it's a great world tragedy. Now, the second dismal theorem is called the utterly dismal theorem. And I quote, "Any technical improvement can only relieve misery for a while." In other words, i.e., the Green Revolution back in the 60s. "For so long as misery is the only check on population, the improvement will enable more people to live in misery than before." The final result of improvements, therefore, is to increase the equilibrium population, which is to increase the sum total of human misery. Unquote. Where do we see that now, and why do we see it?
You know, that puts your finger on carrying capacity, the so-called equilibrium population. There comes a point when it's out of balance, and equilibrium no longer holds, equilibrium being that status or that situation where things are in balance. When you have more people than you have food, when you have more people than you have clean drinking water, when you have more people than you have energy in order to keep these people warm in the winter and cool in the summer, then you're out of balance and equilibrium has been lost. So I hope that answers your question.
It certainly does, and that becomes the utterly dismal theorem. And then third, the moderately cheerful form of the dismal theorem. If something else other than misery and starvation can be found which will keep a prosperous population in check, the population does not have to grow until it is miserable or starved. It can enjoy stable prosperity. Gee, what a concept that is. Folks, we'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Don McKee and Frosty Wooldridge as we go through the dismal theorem, the utterly dismal theorem, and the moderately cheerful form of the dismal theorem. Before we finish up here and Don gets the last comments in, if you appreciate what we're doing here, you can come to my website, frostywooldridge.com, and literally recommend me to any of the radio stations across America. I go on 10, 20, 30 radio stations a month. I've been on well over 250 radio stations. I've given 95 television interviews. And hopefully, if I'm articulate on this show, you can imagine that I'll be articulate on any radio station. And if you want to help get the word out, get these radio stations, get the name of the producer, the director. I'll call them and recommend me to them, and let's tie in so that we can begin to connect the dots across the nation with the radio talk show host. Because when I get on these shows, I just lay it in there, and I lay it in there with authority. I lay it in there with integrity, and I mean, I've got my facts down. Very few people can ever, well, in fact, no one can argue with the truth. No one can argue with facts. And so let's get on the radio shows across the nation. And I will come on any show at any time. So let them know. Let the radio stations, if they want to have a guest who's really going to bring these points home or talk even about just illegal immigration, it doesn't make any difference. I can talk about them. And so really recommend to your local talk radio show host. And I guarantee you, when we start talking about this overpopulation thing, it's really on the surface. It's boiling. It's bubbling. It's ready to burst. How many people are in gridlock traffic? How many people are sucking down black smoke over their cities? How many people feel like living sardines in a can where they can hardly move? They only get to breathe, and they're just getting crushed. What happened to Andy of Mayberry? What happened to Bonanza? Well, those places are literally being snuffed out, and our way of life is being crushed into this multiculturalism, overpopulated nightmare. So let's stop it, folks. Let's stand up and speak out, and if I can, I will speak for you, and I'll get your ideas and points across. Don, before we leave, you've got anything to say to the folks out there across America on what they can do, what we can do to be a part of the moderately cheerful form of the dismal theorem instead of the others?
I sure do, Frosty, and I'm going to quote a famous man, a good friend of mine. It goes like this. We don't need to add 100 million Americans now or ever. It's time for a consciousness shift, an action toward a balanced, sustainable, and viable United States of America. There are great resources out there, like thesocialcontract.com, where you can get more information on what you can do to create change in our country. And by that, I don't mean shake your finger. Just stand up and practice what you believe. So the question is, if not you, then who? If not now, then when? If not for your children and grandchildren, then for whose children and grandchildren? And there it is, Frosty.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We can no longer, and Don is right there with me, and he's right there with the top experts. He knows Don. He knows Albert Bartlett. He knows Governor Lamb. He works with the top people. The shabbiest of all lies here in the earliest part of the 21st century is a continuation of silent assertion. And men like Don McKee and Governor Lamb, Tom Tancredo, and others are the ones that are really breaking down the barriers. And it's time for each of us, in our own way, in our own methods, in our own talents, to bring them to the table and become a part of the new awareness, the new enlightenment, and the new critical mass that begins and creates the tipping point that changes history for the better, for our families, for our children, for our communities, for our states, and for our nation. Thank you, Don McKee, for joining us once again. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend when it gets here. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. God bless, Godspeed, and remember, if you're about to tell the truth, keep one foot in the saddle of a very fast horse. That's my brother, Howard. Good night. Thanks so much for joining us. Godspeed.
With recent